Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Monday, December 23, 2024.
Trump critiques Panama Canal fees. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, sparked a heated debate on December 21, 2024, by criticizing the high fees charged to U.S. ships using the Panama Canal. In a post on Truth Social, he called the canal an essential national asset and expressed frustration over what he labeled excessive prices set by the Panamanian government for U.S. Navy and commercial vessels. The Panama Canal is a vital waterway connecting the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, crucial for international trade. Originally built by the United States, it was handed over to Panama in 1999 as part of the Torrijos-Carter Treaties, which aimed to strengthen relations between the two nations. Trump's remarks come at a time when trade and military planning are increasingly significant. The fees for using the canal can affect shipping costs and, ultimately, the prices consumers pay in the United States. His reference to excessive prices suggests he believes these fees are too high and detrimental to U.S. interests. The threat to retake the canal raises important questions about the future of U.S.-Panama relations and could lead to rising political tensions. What does this mean for trade and military operations in the region? As this situation develops, it will be crucial to see how these statements influence public opinion and policy regarding international maritime trade.
South Korean opposition demands investigation into impeached president. On December 22, 2024, in Seoul, South Korea, Park Chan-dae, the leader of the main opposition party, urged acting President Han Duck-soo to advance bills for an independent investigation. These bills aim to address serious accusations against impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol and First Lady Kim Kyung-hee. Park stressed the need for accountability, warning that failing to act by the upcoming Tuesday could have serious repercussions for the acting president. The National Assembly recently passed a bill to investigate whether President Yoon engaged in rebellion and other violations related to his declaration of martial law. Another bill was approved to look into significant allegations against Kim Kyung-hee, including her alleged involvement in a stock manipulation scheme and interference in election nominations through a power broker. The idea of an independent investigation is crucial in political contexts, especially during times of tension. The current political environment in South Korea is strained, with ongoing investigations that could affect governance and public trust. The situation surrounding President Yoon raises concerns about political stability, and the outcomes of these investigations may shape future policies and the direction of the government. Citizens and observers are closely watching these developments.
Italy's Prime Minister addresses Russia's threat to the EU. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has sounded the alarm on serious security threats from Russia to the European Union. Speaking in Saariselkä, Finland, she warned that Russia's influence goes beyond military issues, potentially exploiting immigration challenges to destabilize the EU. In a meeting with leaders from Italy, Sweden, Greece, and the EU foreign affairs chief, they discussed urgent security challenges in the Nordic region and the Mediterranean, as well as migration issues affecting southern Europe. Meloni emphasized the need for a clear understanding of these dangers, noting that threats from Russia and others will continue even after the Ukraine conflict ends. She urged the EU to strengthen border protection to prevent Russia and criminal organizations from manipulating illegal migration flows. Finland's Prime Minister Petteri Orpo highlighted the critical importance of securing Finland's 1,340-kilometer border with Russia, a pressing issue for both Finland and its EU and NATO allies. While NATO remains a cornerstone of EU security, Meloni stressed the need to address broader challenges, including critical infrastructure, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, raw materials, and supply chains. This meeting aimed to foster cooperation among EU leaders to effectively tackle these pressing security issues.
Turkey's military actions in Syria. Turkey's Defense Minister, Yasar Güler, announced that the new leadership in Syria is expected to push Kurdish fighters out of northeastern Syria. This comes as Turkey intensifies its military operations against the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, which Turkey sees as linked to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, known as the PKK. The PKK has been involved in an insurgency against Turkey for over 40 years and is labeled a terrorist organization by Turkey, the United States, and the European Union. The YPG is part of the Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, which has received U.S. support in the fight against the Islamic State. The situation has grown more complex following the recent fall of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, prompting Turkey to ramp up its military efforts. During a visit to Turkish troops at the Syrian border, Minister Güler expressed confidence that the Syrian National Army, backed by Turkey, will reclaim territories occupied by groups Turkey considers terrorist organizations. He emphasized Turkey's commitment to national security and eliminating threats beyond its borders. The presence of 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria complicates Turkey's military strategy. The U.S. military has confirmed this troop presence, which is double the previously reported number. Turkey has called on the United States to withdraw its support for the Kurdish fighters, further straining relations between the two nations. This ongoing conflict has roots in the civil war that began in 2011, leading to a tangled web of alliances and hostilities. The Kurdish YPG has become a significant force, often supported by the U.S. against ISIS. However, Turkey's concerns about the YPG's ties to the PKK have led to military actions aimed at countering what Turkey views as a terrorist threat. As the situation unfolds, Turkey's military actions could escalate tensions in the region, potentially leading to broader conflicts. The international community's response will be crucial in shaping the future of the conflict in Syria.
Bird flu outbreak raises concerns in the U.S. A serious outbreak of bird flu, known as H5N1, is causing alarm in the United States. In 2024, at least 64 human cases have been reported, the first since a single infection in 2022. Experts are worried about the virus spreading rapidly, with troubling signs like detections in wastewater and dangerous mutations appearing. This situation has raised significant health worries, especially as dairy cow herds in 16 states, including California and Louisiana, are also affected. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, confirmed the first severe bird flu infection in the country on December 18, 2024, involving a critically ill patient in Louisiana. In response, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency to tackle the spread of the virus among cows and poultry. This declaration aims to gather resources and implement measures to control the outbreak. Bird flu mainly affects birds but can also infect humans, leading to serious illness. The virus spreads through direct contact and contaminated environments. Public health officials are closely monitoring the situation and enforcing protective measures to ensure the safety of both people and animals. The impact of this outbreak could extend beyond health concerns, potentially affecting agriculture and food supply. Staying informed and taking preventive actions is crucial to managing the risks associated with bird flu.
Elon Musk's growing political influence in Europe. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, is shaking up European politics with his connections to far-right parties. Recently, discussions have emerged about potential donations from Musk to the Reform UK party, led by Nigel Farage. After a meeting at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, Farage revealed ongoing talks with Musk, raising alarms among UK lawmakers about outside influence on elections. The United Kingdom has strict rules on political donations from foreign nationals. The UK Electoral Commission has urged Prime Minister Keir Starmer to tighten these regulations to protect election integrity. However, some lawmakers resist these changes, highlighting the tension between political interests and fair elections. Musk's influence extends beyond the UK. He has openly backed Germany's Alternative for Germany, or AfD, a far-right party under scrutiny for extremist views. The AfD's leader, Bjorn Höcke, has faced legal issues for using Nazi rhetoric. Musk's support for the AfD comes at a critical time, with snap elections approaching in Germany, raising questions about the impact of foreign endorsements on local politics. In September 2023, Musk praised Italy's far-right Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni during a high-profile event in New York, further showcasing his growing political engagement in Europe, where far-right ideologies are gaining traction. This shift from a self-proclaimed centrist to a supporter of far-right parties marks a significant change in Musk's political stance. Financially, Musk companies have thrived in the UK, reporting profits of £90 million, roughly $112 million, over the past 2 years. This financial power could amplify Musk's influence in political matters, especially if he decides to make donations through his companies. The implications of Musk's political involvement are profound. Foreign donations could threaten election integrity, prompting calls for stricter regulations. Additionally, Musk's backing of far-right parties may embolden these movements, impacting social unity and policymaking across Europe. As the political landscape evolves, the actions of influential figures like Musk will continue to shape discussions about foreign influence in domestic politics, with the outcomes of upcoming elections in Germany and the UK closely watched.
Trump backs TikTok amid security concerns. President-elect Donald Trump has thrown his support behind TikTok during a recent speech in Phoenix, Arizona. He believes that allowing the popular social media platform to continue operating in the U.S. could be beneficial, especially given its crucial role in his campaign, where he attracted billions of views. This comes as the U.S. Senate passed a law in April 2024 requiring ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, to sell off the app due to national security worries. The government has raised alarms about the risks of Chinese control over TikTok, particularly regarding user data and content moderation. As the U.S. Supreme Court prepares to hear a case related to this law, a ruling against ByteDance could lead to a TikTok ban in the United States by January 19, 2025, a critical date for the app's future. At America Fest, an annual event organized by the conservative group Turning Point, Trump emphasized TikTok's importance in his campaign strategy, noting the overwhelming response he received on the platform. The Justice Department argues that TikTok's Chinese ownership poses a threat to national security. However, TikTok counters that its data and content moderation decisions are handled in the U.S. on cloud servers operated by Oracle Corporation. This ongoing debate highlights the broader tensions between the United States and China, especially in technology and data privacy. As the situation unfolds, the implications for TikTok users, advertisers, and content creators are significant.
Japan investigates Google for antitrust violations. Japan's competition watchdog, the Japan Fair Trade Commission, is poised to find Google guilty of violating antitrust laws. This investigation, which kicked off in October 2023, follows similar actions by regulators in Europe and other major economies. The JFTC plans to issue a stop order, telling Google to end its monopolistic practices in the web search market. As a subsidiary of Alphabet Incorporated, Google is under intense scrutiny for its dominant position in the tech sector. Its Chrome browser is the most widely used globally, playing a key role in Google's business by providing valuable user data for targeted advertising. In November 2024, the U.S. Department of Justice argued that Alphabet Incorporated should sell off its Chrome browser and be banned from re-entering the browser market for 5 years. This legal move highlights ongoing concerns about Google's influence and control. The JFTC's findings could significantly impact Google and the tech industry at large. If found guilty, Google may have to change its business practices in Japan, which could affect its revenue and operations. Other tech companies might also face increased scrutiny as regulators work to promote competition and prevent anti-competitive behavior. Understanding antitrust laws is crucial here, as they aim to ensure fair competition and protect consumers. This investigation underscores the global conversation about the power of big tech companies and the need for regulatory oversight to create a competitive market that benefits everyone.
Trump's anti-drug campaign announcement. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, has unveiled a new anti-drug advertising campaign aimed at raising awareness about the dangers of drug use, especially fentanyl. This announcement came during a conference hosted by the conservative group Turning Point in Phoenix, Arizona. Trump emphasized the severe physical toll drugs can take on individuals, stating they can ruin one's appearance and health. The opioid crisis in the U.S. is alarming, with estimates suggesting that between 50,000 and 60,000 Americans may die from synthetic opioid overdoses this year. Fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid, plays a major role in these tragic statistics. Trump's campaign seeks to tackle this crisis, a key issue in his 2024 presidential campaign.
In addition to the advertising efforts, Trump reiterated his commitment to label Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. This proposal has historical roots. He previously considered it in 2019 but decided against it at the request of Mexico's then-president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who sought cooperation from the U.S. in fighting drug trafficking instead of military intervention. Trump's strategy includes various measures, including military actions, to target cartel leadership and operations. This raises questions about its potential impact on U.S.-Mexico relations and its effectiveness in addressing the drug crisis. The history of drug campaigns in the U.S. includes initiatives like the Just Say No campaign led by former First Lady Nancy Reagan in the 1980s, which aimed to discourage drug use among young Americans. Trump's new campaign seeks to revive this spirit of awareness and prevention. As the opioid crisis continues to affect communities nationwide, the implications of Trump's proposals will be closely monitored by government officials, healthcare providers, and the public. The success of the anti-drug campaign and the designation of cartels as terrorists could significantly shape future drug policy and law enforcement strategies in the United States.
Ukraine reports execution of POWs by Russian forces. Ukrainian officials have reported a tragic incident where Russian forces executed 5 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Dmytro Lubinets, the parliamentary commissioner for human rights in Ukraine, confirmed this via the Telegram app, emphasizing the seriousness of the situation. He stated that Russian troops shot the unarmed soldiers after capturing them and called for those responsible to face an international tribunal and the harshest penalties under the law. This incident highlights ongoing tensions between Ukraine and Russia, which escalated significantly in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea. The conflict intensified further with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, leading to numerous reports of human rights abuses and war crimes. Executing prisoners of war is considered a war crime under international law, violating the Geneva Conventions that require humane treatment of captured individuals. The international community closely monitors these incidents, and calls for investigations are common. As a human rights advocate, Dmytro Lubinets plays a vital role in bringing attention to these violations and seeking justice for victims. His statements reflect the broader humanitarian crisis resulting from the ongoing conflict, which has caused immense suffering for many families in Ukraine. The situation remains tense, with these actions impacting not just the conflict, but also international relations and humanitarian efforts. The world watches closely as Ukraine continues to pursue justice and accountability for the actions of Russian forces.
Netanyahu's commitment against the Houthis. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has promised to continue military operations against the Iran-backed Houthi group in Yemen. This follows a missile strike from Yemen that hit near Tel Aviv, injuring several people. The Houthis are accused of threatening international shipping and destabilizing the region, raising serious concerns about maritime security in the Red Sea. In response to this growing danger, Israeli jets launched airstrikes targeting energy and port facilities in Yemen. Netanyahu emphasized Israel's determination to act decisively, collaborating closely with the United States military. This conflict is part of a larger struggle involving Iran's influence in the Middle East. The Houthis' support for Palestinian groups during the ongoing Gaza war has added complexity to the situation. As tensions rise, the implications for international shipping and regional security are significant, with potential disruptions to trade routes and humanitarian emergencies in Yemen and neighboring areas.
Oil prices surge amid U.S. economic optimism. On December 23, 2024, oil prices surged as investors grew hopeful about U.S. economic support. Recent data showed inflation cooling in the United States, raising expectations for easier monetary policy next year, which could boost global economic growth and oil demand. Brent crude oil futures climbed by 26 cents to $73.20 per barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures rose by 31 cents to $69.77 per barrel. This positive market sentiment reflects a strong start to the week for risk assets, including U.S. equity futures and crude oil. Analyst Tony Sycamore from IG Markets noted that the easing inflation data helped calm worries following the Federal Reserve's cautious approach to interest rates. The U.S. Senate's recent passage of legislation to prevent a government shutdown also added to this optimistic outlook. Both oil benchmarks had dropped over 2% the previous week due to concerns about global economic growth and oil demand, especially after the U.S. central bank signaled a careful monetary policy. Research from Sinopec, Asia's largest refiner, indicated that China's oil consumption might peak in 2027, raising further market concerns. Meanwhile, the Druzhba pipeline, which transports oil from Russia and Kazakhstan to several European countries, including Hungary, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Germany, resumed operations after a brief halt due to technical issues. Shipments restarted on December 21, 2024, with the pipeline previously delivering 300,000 barrels of crude oil daily. U.S. President Donald Trump urged the European Union to increase imports of U.S. oil and gas or face potential tariffs on exports to the United States. The European Commission expressed willingness to strengthen its energy relationship with the U.S. In the United States, the number of oil rigs rose by 1 to a total of 483, the highest level since September 2024, indicating a potential boost in domestic oil production that could further impact global oil prices.
Global economic challenges ahead. Insights for 2025. The global economy stands at a crossroads as it approaches 2025, facing unprecedented challenges. A key date is December 23, 2024, which will shed light on the risks ahead. After the COVID-19 pandemic, central banks worldwide began lowering interest rates in 2024 to tackle inflation while avoiding a global recession. This strategy led to record highs in stock markets across the United States and Europe, with Forbes noting that 141 new billionaires joined its list in 2024, highlighting a growing wealth gap. Despite these positive signs, voters in India, South Africa, and the United States are expressing frustration with their economic situations. Many incumbents are facing backlash in elections due to the rising cost of living, which has become a pressing issue for citizens. Overall price increases since the pandemic have created a cost of living crisis affecting daily life. Looking ahead, the possibility of a Donald Trump presidency raises concerns about new U.S. import taxes, which could range from 10% to 20% on all imports, and potentially as high as 60% on Chinese goods. Such measures could lead to increased inflation and a slowdown in global economic growth. Christine Lagarde, president of the European Central Bank, recently highlighted the uncertainty that lies ahead. The International Monetary Fund has also warned of turbulent times in its latest World Economic Outlook. China, the world's second-largest economy, is under pressure to shift away from its reliance on manufacturing. Economists suggest that China should focus on boosting the buying power of low-income citizens to stimulate growth. Meanwhile, Europe continues to struggle with economic challenges, falling further behind the United States since the pandemic, with political gridlock in major Eurozone economies like Germany and France hindering progress. Governments must address voters' concerns about declining purchasing power and living standards. If they fail to do so, we may see the rise of extremist parties and fragmented parliaments. As national budgets become strained from COVID-19 recovery efforts, new spending priorities will emerge, including climate change initiatives and military funding. The implications of these economic challenges are significant. Consumers may face higher prices due to import taxes, reducing their buying power. Corporations could see increased costs, impacting their profits and investment decisions. Governments must find a balance between fostering economic growth and controlling inflation while listening to public sentiment. As we look to the future, understanding these dynamics is crucial for individuals, corporations, and governments alike.
Taiwan's zero-day TV series tackles Chinese invasion fears. The new TV series, Zero Day, takes viewers into the heart of Taiwan, exploring the chilling fear of a potential Chinese invasion. With 10 gripping episodes, the show is set against a backdrop of rising military threats from China, including a recent incident where a Chinese warplane went missing near Taiwan, sparking panic in the capital, Taipei. Showrunner Ching Hsan Mei reveals the struggles filmmakers face in Taiwan, feeling limited by China's influence and the risk of losing access to the lucrative Chinese entertainment market. Despite being a self-governing island, Taiwan has long dealt with tensions from China, which claims it as its territory. This political climate makes it difficult for creators to tackle sensitive subjects without fear of censorship. Ching states, "We thought there is freedom in Taiwan, but in film and TV production, we are restricted by China on many levels." Zero Day confronts these fears head-on, depicting scenarios that Taiwan might face leading up to a Chinese attack, including a global financial collapse and the activation of Chinese sleeper agents. Milton Lin, a 75-year-old resident of Taipei, emphasizes the series' importance in raising awareness about the threats posed by China, saying it helps Taiwanese people recognize the reality of facing a strong adversary. The show has generated significant buzz, especially after the release of an extended trailer in July 2024. The series features a fictional Taiwan president urging unity against invasion, highlighting the importance of freedom for Taiwan's identity. In a dramatic moment, the trailer shows a live broadcast cut off, replaced by a Chinese state television anchor calling for Taiwanese to surrender. Zero Day reflects the deep concerns of Taiwanese society about national security and the influence of China. As tensions rise, the series serves as a powerful reminder of the challenges faced by Taiwanese filmmakers and their ongoing fight for freedom of expression.
Putin and Fico discuss energy security in Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico in Moscow on December 22, 2024, to address urgent international challenges, particularly the flow of Russian gas to Slovakia. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed that this important meeting was arranged in advance and featured direct discussions between the two leaders. This meeting comes at a critical time, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that Ukraine will not renew its 5-year gas transportation agreement with Russia, which expires at the end of 2024. This decision raises significant concerns for Slovakia, which relies heavily on Russian gas. The outcome of this meeting could greatly influence energy prices and supply stability in Slovakia and across Europe. Slovakia, a landlocked country in Central Europe, shares borders with Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, Ukraine, and Hungary. Its energy security is closely tied to agreements with Russia, especially with Gazprom, the Russian energy giant. The discussions between Putin and Fico are crucial, potentially shaping the future of gas transportation and energy agreements in the region. This meeting highlights ongoing global tensions surrounding energy supply in Europe, particularly due to the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. As countries seek alternatives to Russian energy, the implications of these talks will resonate with consumers, businesses, and governments throughout Europe.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.